Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God is doing so many amazing things right now on the face of the earth. This is an exciting time to be walking on the face of the earth and to participate in what God is doing. We have so much to share. We've got several prophetic words we want to share with you today. And one of which is from Rich Vera. He is a prophet evangelist who is just on Sid Roth's program, It's Supernatural. And he went on a 21-day fast where the Lord spoke to him and really shared with him some visions about things that are to come. The first thing that the Lord showed him was revival coming to Cuba. And if you've been watching this program, you've been hearing us talk about a prophetic word that was shared before regarding Cuba and what God's getting ready to do there. Well, here's Rich Vera, God showing him the very same thing. I want you to watch and hear what he has to say. Watch this.
And not in other countries, but in the United States of America. Hey, I like that. Maybe we should change the name of our country, the United States of America.
We do need a miracle.
What type of miracles are you seeing in the United States of America?
You know, on a weekly basis, I'm seeing cripples walking, people with deafness being healed, cancers dissolving on the spot out of people's bodies. We're seeing people. Now, I walked into a season where I started sending the word of healing to people in different cities. And while I'm sending the word, they're getting out of hospitals, out of beds. We anoint, people bring T-shirts, people bring handkerchiefs. We anoint them, and they're being sent out around the world. And people are coming out of hospitals, being healed of all kinds. I have over 1,000 testimonies verified by doctors of miracles in America, not counting around the world.
And what you're hearing is this is about ready to explode in high schools, in colleges, in the marketplace. I mean, this is going to be, I know what you found out. He went on a 21-day fast. Why did you go on this fast?
You know, I felt a supernatural hunger to fast. It's funny, like I felt
hunger to fast.
You know, but I felt the Lord drawing me to get away. I felt the Lord wanted to speak to me, but I knew in order for him to release what he has for me, I had to get away. So I went away for 21 days, full fast, but water. It was very difficult, but I was determined to get a fresh touch from the Lord. The first day I went on the fast, the Lord opened my eyes and took me on the Spirit in the morning. And the first experience that I had, I went to the state of California. This was January 1st. And I saw, you know, the drought and all the dryness, the lack of water that's happening in California. And when I was looking at the state, I started seeing green all over the place and rivers of water running on the street. So I wrote it on my iPhone real quickly. And the Lord told me, take a picture of the screen that it saves the date and the hour that you write it. And I did that, which I have it on my phone. 3 days later, I saw on the internet in California that they say, blaming El Nino, you know, the current from the ocean, that California experienced rain, that some places were being flooded, the landscape was changing. So I started getting into this prophetic, and then the Lord started speaking to me about the nation, about different states, about what's coming in the church, about the new generation that God is preserved for the move in the last days.
Is that this generation?
We are the generation. You know how I know that? Because I'm one of them.
Okay, well,
we
I'm one too.
Yes, sir,
are any
are.
Of you one?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I'm just kind of curious because this is in the news a lot.
Yes.
You found about 22 different nations and different states and cities. What did you see about Cuba?
You know, in 2012, I was preaching in Florida and in front of a congregation, and I have it on YouTube. I prophesied that Cuba was going to open up, but God was going to bring, first of all, the Catholic and the Pope to Cuba. And then through the Catholic Church was going to have a place, a school for priests in Cuba. And then it was going to be open up for investors to come. Then Americans were going to come in to invest and doing in those kind of areas. And then God was going to infiltrate ministers of the gospel that are also business people. And then there was coming an awakening in Cuba where there was going to be one of the greatest revivals that happened in the Caribbean, to the point that Raul Castro will go back to the Catholic Church and to prayer, even though he's an atheist. So I have this on the internet, and surely a few years later, the Pope went to Cuba, and Cuba opened up, as you can tell now. But the part that hasn't happened yet is, little by little, God is beginning to infiltrate his servants that are going to come in and bring such a movement of the Holy Spirit that will not be denied, to the point that Cuba will be one of the few islands in the Caribbean that will be Christian. They'll be dominant as Christians, and churches are going to grow by the thousands, and the government will not be able to stop it, and there'll be a transition that God will blow a wind of change. But the church in Cuba was going to be a voice for the entire region, even for the state of Florida and part of the U.S. So evangelists coming out of Cuba, infiltrating America with the gospel, with signs, wonders, miracle, and power. Mm. And this is what's coming to Cuba.
My goodness. Amen. Listen, God Amen. Is highlighting Cuba. And let it not go unnoticed that not one, but two presidential candidates in this cycle of election were of Cuban descent. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's doing some amazing, amazing things. Evangelists coming out of Cuba to evangelize America. Listen, for such a long time, you know, Fidel Castro has had a tough hold there in Cuba, and things are opening up. And I'm so excited because we've talked so much about this in our program. We've talked about how many Cubans are living on less than $20, $30 a month, and how, you know, many church plants have already, have existed.
Rapidly growing.
But that's just the beginning. Amen. Compared to what God's getting ready to pour out of, you know, his spirit there. It's going to be beautiful. But I also want you to see Rick Joyner's prophetic word about what the Lord showed him in a vision regarding the radical transformation of Cuba when God invades it. Watch this.
But I had a dream about Cuba in 2009. And there was a revival in Cuba. Now, in this dream, I was in this very ultra-modern grocery store. And if you've been to Cuba lately, I don't think there is anything ultra-modern down there. I mean, the cars are still from the 50s. It's like they were caught in a time warp. And but anyway, in this dream, I was in this super-modern grocery store, and everything there was so nice and so modern. But what captured my attention more than anything else is everybody there was talking about the Lord, and that's all anybody wanted to talk about. They were so touched and so infatuated with God. Now, this was a pure revival. It's like you felt the purity, and you felt this is, you know, revivals normally come with all kinds of people trying to come and use them, manipulate them. You've got, you know, there's people that are trying to use them to build their own ministry. All kinds of people flock to revivals, some of the best and some of the worst. You've got, you know, you just have that there. It's usually pretty messy. It wasn't this way in Cuba. It's like everything was so nice, but God was still the passion of their heart. And now, he showed me a lot of things about Cuba since then. He showed me that this revival, it would touch the whole nation, transform the whole nation. It would also ignite, I think, what is going to be the greatest revival of the church age, which is going to break out in Russia. And I was also shown that back in the 1970s, actually, I was first shown about the coming revival in Russia. It would be the biggest of all time. Now, Cuba's was pure, but it wasn't that big. But a few of the things the Lord has shown me since about Cuba is it is going to become some of the most valuable property in the world is going to be in Cuba. And it is also going to be some of the safest property in the world. It's going to become a very safe nation. And I believe in this revival comes down there, God is going to have in place a leadership with the wisdom and the discernment to keep out businesses that should not be allowed in. Just corrupt leaders, corrupt types of business, all kinds of things. God has a jealousy for the purity of the whole nation. And I think we're going to have in Cuba an example of what the Great Commission really looks like if you disciple a nation. That's the Great Commission, to disciple nations, not just individuals. But if you could just think about that for a minute, just think about, you know, all the years they've been under communism, and all of a sudden it's like a fresh, clean slate to start all over on. And think about all that we've learned in our republic, and given those lessons to them, along with the mistakes. Look, this is where we got off track. This is where we didn't do right with this. We, you know, I think our core constitution is the greatest instrument of government ever given on the earth, with the exception of what was given through Moses.
We have a responsibility. We're called to disciple the nations, and we have this chance with Cuba. Listen, the doors are wide open right now, and we have to get in there as the church. Listen, this has been a closed country. I mean, the Fidel Castro, Raul, they're atheists. You know, Santeria, this witchcraft is all over this nation. And we believe that even those witches are going to get saved. Amen. And the power of the devil is going to be broken because God loves the Cuban people. And I want to encourage you. Listen, since you know, the door has been creaking open, the Pope has been to Cuba. Pope Francis. President Obama has been to Cuba. The Rolling Stones have been to Cuba. And here recently, Hollywood has come to Cuba. Reports are that Vin Diesel, I guess an actor, was filming a part of a new movie there. They're calling it Havana Wood. Listen, the church needs to be there. Right. Listen, and I want to encourage you. Maybe it's God speaking to you. Maybe you're supposed to go. Maybe you're supposed to start a work. Maybe you're supposed to bring revival. Be praying for the nation of Cuba, because I'm telling you, God wants to do an extraordinary thing, but he wants to partner with us. And so it's us interceding. It's us standing in the gap. It's us praying the will and the desires of God to come to pass. He works. It's interactive.
That's right.
He's
waiting on us.
That's right. We're not waiting on him. So I'll tell you, let's say a revival in Cuba, and we're looking forward to seeing those evangelists being unleashed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.